This week's Dvar Torah is sponsored in honor of the engagement of Yosef Yitzchak Gross with Sarah Malka Kravitz and Lizchus Elazar Felberbaum. The learning of the Dvar Torah is Lizchus Reb Sholem Mordechai Halevi ben Rivka for Geula Kroiva min HaMeitzar el HaMerchav. This week we will discuss the idea of forgiving another. One is forbidden to refrain from doing good for another because he dislikes them. The Ravid explains that although in the mashal generally given, the first person who does not share is not mentioned as doing nekama because his intention was out of concern for his tool and not out of spite. If, however, one does not lend something because of his hate for the other, he transgresses nekama as well. Chazal explained the rationale of the Isser of nekama. If while cutting, one would accidentally cut himself, would he hit his hand as a reprimand? Similarly, one should consider his friend as a part of himself, and automatically he will not think of doing nekama. The Chidah relates a story which he personally heard from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Chaim ben Attar. There was a wealthy man with powerful influence in the kingdom who embarrassed the Talmud Chacham. Fearing the repercussion, the Or HaChaim asked the Talmud Chacham to forgive the rich man. The Talmud Chacham replied that he had done so immediately afterwards and explained, "The Zohar says that the Avedis of the Yidden are a burden for the wings of the Shekhinah. Not wanting to burden Hashem, I quickly forgave him." The Or HaChaim was very pleased with this reply. In his Sfarim, the Chidah repeats this story numerous times, being that it is precious to me and it is a fundamental in Avedas Hashem. Rava said, "Whoever is forgiving, all his Avedis are forgiven." Rashi explains that since such a person is not so particular with others, Hashem is not so particular with him. The Shalach HaKadosh writes that if one is unforgiving to those who make him angry, the Malachim will demand that he be repaid exactly midah k'neged midah. The Sefer HaChinuch explains, a person must know that all that happens to him, whether positive or negative, comes from Hashem. Therefore, when someone does something bad to him, he should not have thoughts of taking revenge, for it is his own Averis that caused it. At a Farbringen, the Friedrich Rebbe spoke about the importance of bringing the understanding, the Haskalah of Chassidus, into Avodah, affecting the Midas of the heart. The Friedrich Rebbe added that only through Avodah can one reach the level of a Chassid, which means a forgiving person, someone who is Mavir al Midasov. The Rebbe writes in a letter that the appropriate way to respond to a verbal attack is by acting ignorant as if it was not noticed. In another letter, the Rebbe directed the person who was embarrassed by another that he should accept upon himself extra zehirus, carefulness and mitzvahs, because through him an avero was brought upon his friend. The Medrash relates that although when Yosef HaTzadik was placed in the pit, his brother Shimon had him stoned, nevertheless, when Shimon fell in his hands in Mitzrayim, he took care of him and had him serve the best food. The Zohar writes that one should repay bad with good, just as Yosef did. In Spain, one of the Chachamim, Reb Shmuel HaNogid, had the position of second to the king, and because of his great intelligence and righteousness, the king loved him and gave him much respect. Near the king's palace was a store belonging to a goy who greatly envied Reb Shmuel. Whenever he would see Reb Shmuel passing by, he would go outside and curse him. But Reb Shmuel never paid any attention. Once when Reb Shmuel was taking a walk with the king, the goy came out and, as he usually did, began cursing Reb Shmuel. The king became angry and ordered Reb Shmuel to cut off the store owner's evil tongue. After some investigation, Reb Shmuel found out that this goy was a pauper, so he began sending him money on a steady basis, thus positively influencing the store owner's attitude. Sometime later, when Reb Shmuel took a walk again with the king, the goy came out and began praising Reb Shmuel. The king, who had not heard what the goy had called out, asked Reb Shmuel why he had not followed his instructions to cut off the store owner's tongue. "I did as you commanded," answered Reb Shmuel. "I cut off his bad tongue and replaced it with a good tongue." Chosen to be the Rav of Prague, the Tosfos Yom Tov, Reb Yom Tov Lipman Heller, led the community on a path of proper behavior and set a fierce system to collect the taxes which the government imposed. Previously, the rich of the community required the general public to pay the tax and free themselves from the obligation. The Rav's new method, which required each to pay according to their means, angered the wealthy people. Rafael, a very wealthy community member, was the Rav's strongest opponent, and he constantly schemed of ways to remove Reb Yomtev from his position. He remembered that many of the king's officers owed him money, so he offered to reduce their debt to him on condition that they help him remove the Rav from his position. He then went to two Lamdonim who strongly opposed the Rav, and asked them to use parts of the Rav's Sefer, Madane Melech, to prove that the Rav is harmful to the kingdom. Their libel was successful and brought about stronger consequences than they had even imagined. The Rav was arrested and sentenced to be killed, and a decree was enacted that all the Yidden leave the city. Hashem had already prepared the cure for this terrible calamity. During that time, the Rav's son, Reb Shmuel, who was learning in yeshiva in Metz, saved the French ambassador's wife and son from death. As gratitude, he promised to try to release his father. He succeeded, and the Tosfos Yom Tov was freed, although he was forced to pay a fine which made him go into heavy debt. Although the Rav fully forgave the ones who had made the libel, Hashem punished them, causing them and their children to die. At this time, Raphael fell ill and realized that his turn for punishment has come. The Tosfos Yom Tov debated with himself whether to visit the wealthy man or not, for perhaps Raphael would think that he had come to celebrate his downfall. Just then, Raphael's servant came and requested that the Rav come quickly, for Raphael has something important to tell him. Upon the Rav's arrival, Raphael apologized profusely and said that he had not intended for the outcome of his libel to go so far. Bursting into tears, he begged the Rav for forgiveness and asked that he daven for him. The Rav told him that he forgave him wholeheartedly and davened for him. Our Chachamim say, it is written regarding those who receive insults yet are not offended, they hear their denigration and do not reply, they act with love and rejoice in their own suffering, that they will merit the revelation of the Shechina. The Ramak would say that suffering from insult is the most effective kapara, more than all other types of tshuva. If people would realize this, they would ask others to insult and embarrass them. The Tana, Rebbe Lozor, was a Parnas Stoka who would always have guests visiting his home. Once, after returning from the Beis Medrash, he asked his family what had occurred while he was out. They told him that they had served a group of people who had come, and that he, Rebbe Lozor, had received much praise from them. Hearing this did not satisfy Rebbe Lozor. On another occasion, he was told that a group of guests, after being served food and drink, had denigrated him. Hearing this cheered him, and he said, "Now we've received a good reward." Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak hired a number of workers to flatten a mound of dirt in his vineyard. As they were digging the earth, a man suddenly jumped out from the ground and asked if the time for Tchiyas HaMesim had arrived. The workers hurried to call Rav Nachman. When he saw the man, he asked him who he was. "I am a dead person," the man replied, "and I am asking if it is perhaps the time for Tchiyas HaMesim." Rav Nachman questioned him further, "What are you doing in this mound?" Annoyed, the man reiterated that he is dead and explained that this is the place of his kever. "Don't dead people have decomposed skin?" Rav Nachman wondered. The dead man replied, "I see that you have not learned Sefer Mishlei in your youth, where Shlomo HaMelech writes, 'The bones of those who are jealous will rot.' I was always forgiving, and I never felt any jealousy towards another. I never spoke divrei chulin, mundane talk in shul or beis medrash, and gave all my attention to the words of Torah. Therefore, I have remained complete the way I was when I passed away." Rav Nachman asked the man if he wanted a special oyel to be built for him, but he refused the offer and asked that he be reburied in his previous location. In accordance with his desire, the worker put back the earth that they had dug up. On Kol Nidrei night, the Shamash Reb Yankiv led the tefillas in the shul of Yanveh and davened Shmoneh Esrei for a lengthy period of time. Annoyed and impatient, the wealthy Rosh HaKol went over and slapped his cheek. Reb Yankiv did not respond, finished Shmoneh Esrei calmly, and continued davening as if nothing had occurred. After Yom Kippur, one of the wealthy members of the community approached Reb Yankiv and offered to buy his portion of Olam Haba that he had merited by quietly accepting the public embarrassment put on him. Reb Yankiv said, "I have nothing to sell, for I had forgiven the Reish HaKohol before taking 3 steps back when finishing Shmoneh Esrei. If I would have still had a grudge against him, I would not have continued as Shliach Tzibur on Yom Kippur. And after all, he was right, for it is inappropriate for the Reish HaKohol to have to wait for a Shamash." The simplicity and righteousness of Rabbi Yaakov aroused a tumult in Shamayim, and they decided to give him the schus of having a son, Rabbi Aaron of Karlin, one of the great Talmidim of the Mezritcher Magid.